This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's October 11th, 2009. Today I'm going to speak what I've seen from the Lord, what I've had confirmed by the Holy Spirit. You know, all I want to do as a servant of the Lord, as a son of God, is be faithful to the Lord. And God's told us, if he speaks to us, we're to share. We're to tell others. If he shows us something, we are to relay what he has showed us, if he has indicated so. The time is urgent, ladies and gentlemen. This is time to draw near to the Lord. This is time to seek his face, to hear his voice, to place your emphasis, your value, your time on the Lord, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because time is running out. And the kingdom of God is coming in full power, full glory, full authority, with King Jesus Christ executing a rod of iron in the earth. And he will dash in pieces every single enemy of his. Those that have lied about him, those that have hated him, those that have cast aside his word, those that have mocked him, and those that have pretended to love him, but living their own life. The Lord is full of fury. And he's mixed a cup of this wrath and fury. And he's going to give it to the nations to drink every drop. And this is why the Spirit of God deals with men, convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and leads them to the cross, that point in time of history where Jesus Christ, as an innocent lamb, laid down his life, suffered for the sins of the world, at the hands of religious people and at the hands of political people, denying him the Prince of Life. It's prophesied before it ever came to pass, and it's been prophesied since it's come to pass, this wonderful event of suffering, the suffering servant of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Do not trample underfoot his holy blood, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take the holy blood of Jesus Christ carelessly. Repent. God commands every man everywhere to repent. Repent and believe the gospel, and whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Holy Spirit is convicting you, and he's drawing you. And you know man can come unto the Lord except you'll be drawn and invited by the Father. Has God been dealing with you? Then it's time to seek him. Regardless of the cost, regardless if people mock you, speak evil of you and persecute you, rejoice, for all those that come into the kingdom of God go through this. Ladies and gentlemen, the scriptures are coming to pass. In Isaiah 34, verse 1 and following, come near, you nations, to hear, and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. For the indignation of the Lord is against all nations, and his fury against all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to the slaughter. Also their slain shall be thrown out. Their stench shall rise from their corpses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down as a leaf falls from the vine, and as fruit falling from a fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Indeed, it shall come down on Edom and on the people of my curse for judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made overflowing with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of the recompense for the cause of Zion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard for people to believe that God has wrath and anger, because he is love. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. that whoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's why God is full with fury, because of the cost that he gave so freely. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were without strength, he died for us. But if we're going to insist on living our own life, following Satan, the devil, refusing the instruction from the scripture, from the example of others that have gone before us and failed, and gone in rebellion, then we will drink the wrath of God. It is not God's will that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance and believe on Jesus Christ and come and enter into his kingdom and come to the table, the banquet of the Lord that he's prepared for us. Even Jesus Christ himself will gird himself and feed his servants in the coming kingdom. He is the Lord. And the Spirit of God declares he is Lord. He is the Master. He is the King. Ladies and gentlemen, everything will be shaken that can be shaken, not only in the earth, but in the heavens also. And all the things that men have put their trust in, aside from God, will be shaken and dissolved. Even this earth and the heavens will be dissolved in fervent heat, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth. There is a place called hell, or Sheol, the place of the departed dead, where people that have not called on the Lord Jesus Christ and followed him, received this gift by grace through faith, will be cast into this lake of fire that burns perpetually, suffering the vengeance of God, rather than the mercy of the Lord that's rich in Jesus Christ. God has called you to glory and to virtue. God has called you to partake of his godly nature, the divine nature. God has called you to turn away from your sin, turn away from rebellion and the flesh, and to walk in newness of life before him that's pleasing. You can love God. You can love people. But the time is now. Now is the time of salvation. The day is here, ladies and gentlemen. Call upon the Lord. God's servants and his handmaidens are proclaiming the coming of Jesus Christ. You want to be ready for the bridegroom. Have oil in your lamp. Have your garments clean and white, washed in the blood of the Lamb and righteousness of Jesus Christ living through you. This fury is amazing. It's hot and it burns in the bosom of the Lord. And for a long time he has restrained himself and withheld his anger. But even in Isaiah chapter 42, God says, I withheld my anger, I held back, but I will rise up and shout like a woman in travail. Psalm 37, I encourage you to read this entire psalm. Because God's going to deal with the wicked. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to path. The psalm is full of instruction of the Lord. God promises that his lambs, his ones that love him and wait on him and trust in him, will inherit the earth. Verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plot against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright behavior. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The end of the wicked is at hand, ladies and gentlemen. But the salvation of the Lord is also at hand. What cup will you drink? What cup will you drink? I'm very aware over the last few days the Lord's been showing me that the judgments that are coming, we're about to have a great multiple cataclysmic events coming suddenly. And the Lord has likened it to a tsunami. We've already experienced the earthquake, great, figuratively speaking, an earthquake of judgment in the earth that's shaken everything, the economic system. It's already affected the food supply. There's been drought and fires. We have corrupt political systems in the world. We have a one world order being established right now. Freedoms, liberties being taken away. Lies, myths, delusion, illusion is being pervaded as truth. And men's hearts are hardened because of their iniquity. They're sinning against God, going into deeper sin and despair. But ladies and gentlemen, the earthquake has struck. But it's coming as a tsunami, figuratively. When the earthquake takes place and the tectonic plates shift, oftentimes a tectonic plate will drop below and the water of the ocean will rush to fill that void. It's called a drawback. And where the lands, the islands that are at sea level, where they are about to receive the tsunami come upon their land, the water draws back from the shore. And the shoreline recedes and dramatically, and it exposes submerged areas. And unsuspecting people, it's so unusual, so peculiar, the sight, unless they know what it is, they oftentimes will walk out into that water, not realizing that a massive wave, a tsunami, is coming, rushing into the land and may kill them. And this is what we're going to see, ladies and gentlemen. After this great earthquake has come, after these judgments upon the world's economies has already taken place, there's a calm. But people don't realize the coming tsunami that will come and ripple across the world. This is the time to go into high ground, ladies and gentlemen, in the Lord Jesus Christ, to call upon him, to be faithful, not to preserve your own life, but to lay it down and to serve him. Be declaring the kingdom. Be where God wants you to be. Be doing what he wants you doing. Be speaking what he wants you speaking. This is the time. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, but the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him.